Welcome to Imperfect Nutrition. I'm your host, Stephanie, holistic nutritionist and trainer. In this podcast, we tackle the all or nothing mindset by providing an imperfect approach to your health and wellness. We empower you to embrace imperfection so you can become your most highest version of self. So fuck perfection and join us on this episode. Hello and welcome to Imperfect Nutrition. I don't know what just happened there. Welcome to Imperfect Nutrition. I am your host, Stephanie, and today we are going to be talking about alcohol and fitness. So the reason why I want to talk about this is because it is the long weekend, and I know a lot of you struggle with how to balance alcohol and still hit your fitness goals and have a freaking good time and not just be like the suck of the party. Now, for me personally, I don't really drink. So I was sober for about 2 years. And then recently when I went to Mexico, I decided to have a couple of drinks with my now fiance. And honestly, it just made me think, yeah, this is really not for me. I don't like this. So after sobriety for 2 years, I decided to see what it was all about again. And I'm like, no, not for me. Anyways, that has nothing to do about what I'm talking about, because I know a lot of you do like to have your drinks, you enjoy them, and you know, there's nothing wrong with that at all, right? So what do we do? How do we have a couple of drinks, still enjoy our time, and still be able to reach these fitness goals that we strive so hard for? So I think there is always room for moderation. I think, you know, we can have maybe a couple of drinks on the weekend and still be able to hit our goals, right? So like when I went away for the 4-day weekend when I got engaged, you know, I really tried to prioritize my protein that day. That's what I always tell people, prioritize your protein, because that's going to be the hardest thing. And another thing is like having an idea of how many drinks you're going to have that day, right? Like, don't just go into the day and be like, I'm just going to get shit faced. I'm going to get drunk. I mean, if that's what you want to do, you know, go for it, but live with that decision. Know that you made that decision and don't feel bad about it later, right? So if you made that decision that you want to get, you know, a little bit lit and shit faced, then, you know, that is your decision and that's what you're going to do. But if you're like, you know, I just want to enjoy myself, I just want to have a couple of drinks, loosen up, whatever, right? Then yeah, that's totally fine. So what I would say is give yourself like a drink limit or a drink idea of how much you are going to drink in the day, right? And then that way you can kind of pace yourself, maybe not go overboard. And also like, you know, kind of planning out your nutrition a little bit for that day too. So like, if you know that you're going to have a couple of drinks at night, maybe you're at the cottage, you're around the fire or something like that, then be like, okay, you know what? Maybe I'll have a little bit less carbs today just so that I can enjoy a couple of drinks and kind of balance it out. So maybe for, you know, lunch, you usually have some carbohydrates, maybe some rice, maybe some bread or something, and your protein and veggies. Maybe you just have some protein and veggies so that you can have those couple of drinks at night. Now, I want to talk about what alcohol does when it comes to your brain and your recovery and so on. So I don't think it's the actual alcohol that is so much the problem. What I think it is the aftermath. So a lot of times when people drink a lot, what happens is that they go into effort mode so much easier because you just don't care. If you're drunk or you're a little bit tipsy, you feel more inclined to be like, I don't care if I eat these bag of chips. I don't care if I have another slice of pizza. You just don't give an F, right? So you really go easily into that effort mode that I find. So maybe having like a meal prepared for yourself, like after a night of drinking, be like, hey, I have my meal prepared at home. I know what I'm going to eat when I get home instead of just, you know, maybe getting some takeout or whatever, right? And then that way you kind of have a game plan and then you don't go overboard, because most people go overboard because they're drunk and they're just like, whatever, I'm just going to eat this because I don't care anymore. But if you have something prepared, maybe you'll be more inclined to actually, you know, stick with that meal and you'll feel more fulfilled. And then you can go to bed and you might not be as hungover the next day too, because that's what I think what happens is that we drink and then we're hungover. We're like, now I don't want to do my cardio. I don't want to do my workout. I'm not feeling that good. Maybe I'm not going to want to eat my, you know, prep meal. So it's not so much the drinking in itself. It's like the what happens afterwards, right? And again, if you want to get completely obliterated, then maybe, fitness isn't really what is so important to you right now. Maybe it's just, spending time with friends and enjoying your summer. And again, that's not like technically a bad thing at all. Like, if that's what you want to do, then live with that decision, right? But if you have these really big fitness goals and you want to achieve them, then like I said, you can use some of these skills that I'm talking about, or these tools that I'm talking about, in order to not go overboard, right? Because that's what I want. I want us to have moderation. I don't want us to go overboard. Now, if you have a drinking problem, this is a completely different beast, and those tools are not going to help you at the end of the day, right? We can't really moderate if we have a problem, right? So no judgment there again, but like, if there is, something a little bit more serious and you feel very impulsive and you feel like you can't control it, then seeking out help and going beyond that, because we shouldn't want to just get I shouldn't say that, but there was a period in my life where I'm like, if I'm drinking, I'm going to get blacked out. Like, there's no point. I'm either getting drunk or, what's the point of drinking at all? It was like an all or nothing approach, right? So that's something that I had to really work through for myself. And over, the last 2 years of sobriety, it's really helped me. And I found that, like, I don't know. Like, I just It just wasn't for me as it used to be, right? So, it's figuring out your tools, it's figuring out what your triggers are and what is the most important to you. So if you do want to drink, then you've made that decision. If you want to get shit-faced, then you've made that decision. You have to live with it. But if you want to just enjoy a couple drinks and enjoy your night out, then I would say have a drink limit, have an idea of how much you're going to drink, maybe limit your carb intake during the day, really make sure that you hit your protein targets, and maybe even have a meal for after drinking, so that you feel like you have something, and you if you have the munchies or something, you can go and enjoy a meal and it doesn't completely blow you off track. Another thing I would say is, when we're drinking, is to make sure that we keep very, very hydrated, because we do get dehydrated when we drink alcohol. And then when it comes to that recovery process, maybe not having a big leg day the next day after a night of drinking, because you're probably going to be shitty. It's probably not going to be the best workout in the world, right? So maybe making it a rest day, or, not going completely overboard where you feel like you can't do anything the next day, because that's what I find. It's not so much the drinking, it's what comes afterwards. All right, guys, I hope you all have an amazing freaking weekend, and enjoy the long weekend, the holiday, and we will talk on Monday, because I'm gonna try to keep on these lives. I'm gonna try to keep pushing out value for you guys. I love doing these lives. I love bringing it to you. So I will see you Monday, and I hope you all have a great weekend and you got some value out of this, and we'll talk soon. Bye. Thank you for listening to Imperfect Nutrition. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, comment, and share with your friends. And if you wanted to do some online coaching with me, you can DM me on Instagram. That is at a step above the rest. Make sure you put an F with the step. Thanks, guys.